This is News Talk, your AI-curated top stories on the nation, politics, and world events. Stay ahead in just 5 minutes every day. Starting with today's first article, we delve into an inspiring moment at the NDTV Indian of the Year Awards, where Union Minister Smriti Irani delivered a powerful message on women empowerment. Smriti Irani, whose journey encapsulates the resilience and indomitable spirit of Indian women, shared a poignant anecdote from her life. At the tender age of 17, she faced rejection by an NDTV security guard. Mirroring the tremendous journey of countless Indian women, she stood on the same stage 31 years later, not as a hopeful teenager, but as a luminary, empowering and celebrating Indian women. This act, ladies and gentlemen, not only underscores the essence of perseverance but also highlights the strides made towards women empowerment in India. A truly must-read recap for those who missed the live speech. Moving to our next article. In an alarming turn of events, Arvind Kejriwal, the Chief Minister of Delhi, has been arrested, indicating a significant shift in the governance under Narendra Modi. This move has sparked concerns over a drift from the rule of law to tyranny within India. Modi's actions, drawing parallels with historical figures like Hitler, Mohammad Morsi, and Recep Tayyip Erdogan, highlight a worrying pattern. These leaders, known for using democracy as a ladder to gain power, eventually sought to dismantle the very foundations of democracy itself. This development in India's political landscape unveils the potential consequences of such a drastic shift in governance. Moving to our next article. Law above all, Yogi Adityanath's firm stance on Arvind Kejriwal's arrest unveiled. Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath emphasizes the paramount importance of adhering to the law following the arrest of Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal by the Enforcement Directorate. Adityanath acknowledges the democratic framework that allowed Kejriwal to serve, yet he criticizes any actions that attempt to place individuals or organizations above the law. This was a significant highlight, shedding light on the importance of law and order in governance. Moving to our next article. In an innovative move, Goa's Chief Minister, Pramod Sawant, has rolled out a unique invitation to tourists with the Work from Beach offer. This enticing proposal is aimed at drawing tourists who are looking to combine work with a holiday, all while soaking in the sun and sand of Goa's pristine beaches. The Work from Beach initiative is an extension of the broader digital nomad trend, taking full advantage of Goa's enhanced digital connectivity. It's an appeal to the modern-day professional who desires productivity amidst nature's tranquility. Moving to our last article, let's delve into a significant political development. The Aam Aadmi Party, or AAP, is making headlines once again. This time, it's about seeking fairness and transparency in the political arena. AAP has taken a bold step forward by requesting an urgent meeting with the Election Commission. The reason? They are pushing for equitable conditions for the upcoming Lok Sabha elections. But it's not all smooth sailing. AAP MLA Gulab Singh Yadav finds himself in the midst of a controversy, following an income tax raid. Not just that, the party's office has been sealed, significantly hampering their Lok Sabha campaign efforts. It's clear that AAP is aiming for a level playing field in the political landscape, but these hurdles pose a significant challenge to their ambitions. Will they manage to navigate through these choppy waters? Only time will tell. That wraps up our coverage for today. Thank you for tuning in. And that's it for now. Listen to our podcast on Spotify, Amazon Music, or whichever podcast app you prefer. Follow us on YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter to see the video shorts of top stories. Thanks and have a good day.